今天可以站在这里非常的感恩。
We are all Christians and believers and part of one family.
那我们在神的家里都是一家人。
So I will start from the scripture that we read earlier today.
那我就会用今天早上我们刚刚读的经文开始今天的分享。
The story of Jesus on the mountain, shining brighter than the sun.
那就是耶稣在山上显荣耀的故事。
Now, our world is in quite a state.
那现在我们所生活的这个世界是非常多变的。
Two in five people will develop cancer in their lifetime.
那大概五个人中就有两个人会有癌症。
And one in four of those people will die from it.
那四个人中就会有一个人死于癌症。
40% of marriages end in divorce.
那有40%的婚姻都会遭遇离婚。
And 3.2 million youth between the ages of 12 and 19 will suffer from serious depression.
那3.2万的年轻人都会经历忧郁症。
There are many people who suffer and who live in poverty or live alone.
那当然有很多人他们在处于挣扎中会或者说生于贫困中或者生活在贫困线以下。
This is the reality that we think of when we invite children up to Keats Camp for the summer.
那这就是为什么我们希望可以邀请更多的孩子来到我们的 camp 中。
Our world is a world in need.
那我们所生活的世界其实是充满一个需要的世界。
We need hope. We need real hope.
我们需要盼望，我们需要真正的盼望。
We are a people who are anxious, stressed out, and afraid.
我们都是充满了紧张、恐惧和压力的一群人。
And unfortunately, we as Christians seem to be living with the same weight and the same fear as the rest of the world.
那不幸的是，虽然我们是基督徒，但是我们跟一般人一样，也都是生活在这些压力和恐惧当中。
What is this good news that Jesus spoke about?
那耶稣所告诉我们这个好消息究竟是什么呢？
How are we living our lives in a way that shows the people around us that we are not afraid?
我们如何在周围人所生活的这种方式中可以没有恐惧的去生活？
I believe that we have, but so easily forget.
我相信说我们常常会很容易忘记。
The power of Jesus. When he says, "Do not be afraid,"
我们会很容易忘记耶稣的力量，尤其是他一直告诫我们说不要害怕。
In the verses that we just read,
就像我们刚所读的经文
，Jesus tells his disciples,
耶稣告诉门徒说
，If we want to follow him, we must take up our cross and lose our life.
如果我们想要跟从他，就必须要背起十字架，放弃我们的生命。
Six days after he says this,
在他所说这话的六天之后
，he takes them up a mountain, and suddenly he becomes brighter and whiter than anything they've seen.
那他呢，就把门徒带到山上，并且他自己，变了形，然后显出荣耀来。
And there standing with him are Moses and Elijah.
那摩西和以利加也跟他站在一起。
Moses for them represented the law.
那摩西对于犹太人来说是代表律法的。
And Elijah represented the prophets.
那以利加是代表先知的。
Peter says to all of them, I will build you a dwelling so you can stay with us.
那彼得对他们说，我会为你们建造一座棚。
In this moment, God is trying to show the disciples that Jesus has fulfilled all the promises.
那在那个时候呢，神想要向门徒显现说，耶稣已经完成了神给他们所有的应许。
But Peter does not understand.
可是彼得在那个时候并不明白。
As he is offering to build this housing so that they will stay forever.
当彼得想要为他们三个建立棚的或者建立住处的时候
A cloud appears around them.
那有一座云突然出现在他面前。
And they hear the voice of God.
那他们听到神的声音。
That says, "This is my son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
这是我的爱子，你们要听从他。
And the cloud fades.
那这座云渐渐散去。
Jesus goes and touches his disciples who have fallen and are hiding on the ground.
那耶稣就近前来抚摸着那些跪在地上的门徒。
He says to them, "Get up and do not be afraid."
耶稣说起来，不要害怕。
Get up and do not be afraid.
起来，不要害怕。
I grew up in the church.
我是在教会长大的。
I grew up going to kids camp.
那我也是在 kids camp 长大。
I have been a Christian and had a relationship with God for a long, long time.
那我已经是成为基督徒，并且跟神建立已经很长久的一个关系了。
I went through a very difficult time in my 20s.
在我二十几岁的时候，其实我经历了人生很大的一个低谷。
But more recently, I studied organic farming at UBC.
那后来呢，就是最近呢，我开始在 UBC 开始一个农园。一个农学自然资源的学习。
I had a plan to start my own farm.
那我已经就是计划说想要有自己一个农场。
I had packed up all of my belongings and was ready to go.
那我已经打包好行李，并且就是已经准备好可以开始了。
I had won a bursary from UBC to start my own farm.
那我也从 UBC 拿到一个好的奖学金，可以开始我自己的农场。
But unfortunately, I was in an accident.
可是不幸的是，却发生了意外。
It stopped me in my tracks. My plans were no longer going forward.
所以它就阻挡了我前面的道路，那我的计划看起来也没办法去实行。
I was told by my doctors that now was not the time to go and start a farm.
那医生就告诉我说，现在不是时候去开始一个农场。
I had hurt my back and my neck, so I was not able to work in a job.
那我的背和颈部都受伤，所以我没办法就是去动。
And for a number of months,
那过了几个月呢？
Things were taken away from me.
那就是这些痛苦一直会来。
One thing at a time.
再有一次。
Having felt like I had already gone through a lot of pain in my early 20s,
那听起来呢，在我二十几岁的时候呢，我真的经历了非常多的痛苦。
I was discouraged and I was despairing.
那我是非常的沮丧。
For some reason, this time God kept in me a faith that was able to say.
可是呢，在那个时刻，神却给了我信心，让我可以去说。
I do not know what you're doing, but I trust you.
神啊，我不知道你在做什么，但是我相信你。
I started to memorize the Psalms.
我就开始去回忆诗篇。
Which I would repeat in my head to myself.
那我一直在我脑海中对自己说。
While I was going through some very painful treatment.
是啊，我现在就在经历非常痛苦的时刻。
And I would say them to myself.
然后我对自己说。
In my house, as all of my friends went off to their jobs or to school or to be active.
那在我家里呢，我周围的朋友、亲人，他们都去上自己班呢，去做自己的事情。
Now, the week that my treatment was over,
当那个治疗的那个礼拜结束之后，
I had no idea what I would do.
我不知道我要做什么。
But I received a phone call.
但我接到一个电话。
That offered me this job for Keith.
那突然就说他们让我在 Kids 来工作。
So I gladly took it.
所以我很高兴的就接受了。
And I was put in positions that were very different and new for me, but I found joy.
那这个职位其实对我来说是非常的不一样，也非常的新奇，但是我非常的喜欢。
But unfortunately, the pain in my neck and back continued and was quite unbearable.
但不幸的是呢，我颈部的疼痛一直回来，让我没办法忍受。
At the end of the summer,
在 summer 结束的时候,
we as a staff were having a time of worship to God.
那我们所有的工作人员有聚在一起来敬拜神。
And the pain in my back was so bad.
那我背部的疼痛真的是非常非常痛。
And I thought I should ask somebody to pray for my back.
那我想说我应该找人来为我的这个痛来祷告。
But I didn't.
可是我没有。
Because I thought people were focused on other things and did not want to bother anyone.
因为我觉得大家都有自己的事情要去做，那我也不想要去打扰别人。
When the service was over,
当那个 sermon 结束的时候，
a girl came up to me and said nervously,
那有一个女生就走到我面前，很紧张地说，
How is your back?
你的背怎么样？
I answered her honestly.
我很诚实地回答说
Really bad, actually.
真的很痛。
She then explained to me
然后她对我解释说
that she had heard God tell her to go pray for me.
她神告诉她让她来为我的背来祷告。
Because he wanted to heal my back.
因为她想要医治我的背。
As she had never experienced anything like this before,
那这个女生之前也从来没有过这样的经历。
She said, God, how will I know that this is you?
她说神啊我怎么知道这个信息是从你而来的呢
She then heard God tell her
然后她听到神对她说
Ask her how her back is
你可以问她说她的背怎么样
And she will answer
然后她就会回答你
It's really bad actually
她就回答说我的背真的很痛
And you'll know that it is me
那你就会知道这就是我告诉你的
So she asked if she could pray for my back
所以他就问并且就是否他可以为我的背来祷告
And I hesitantly agreed
那我就犹犹豫豫的就答应了
To be honest
说实话
I did not believe that my back would be healed
我不相信说我的背部的疼痛可以被立刻医治
When she finished praying for me
当她为我祷告完以后
I lifted my head up
然后我把头抬起来
And she asked, how is your neck and back?
她问我说那你的颈部跟背部现在怎么样了呢
And I felt warmth go down my neck and my back and my arms
那我就感觉有一股暖流从我的颈部然后一直往下走到背部到手
It felt like warm milk
也就像很像温热的牛奶
The pain was completely gone in that moment
我的背一点都不痛了
So months and years of treatment.
那就是有经过这么多年的治疗。
And in that moment, my pain was gone.
就在那个特别的时刻，我的疼痛不见了。
Initially,
刚开始
I was actually quite angry and confused.
我非常的生气，并且很疑惑。
It took me quite a long time to believe it was real.
的确，他需要点时间去相信说这个事情是真的。
I went to my doctor and I kept my mouth shut.
那我去见我的医生，然后就是张大嘴巴这样说。
I thought she will think I'm crazy.
她可能会觉得说我疯了。
So I walked in and she looked at me.
然后我走进去，她看着我。
And she said, "What happened to you?"
然后她说，你发生什么事
？You look amazing.
哇，看起来太奇妙了。
And then she said, "Praise the Lord."
然后她说，赞美主。
Jesus said to us in Luke 17:6.
然后耶稣在路加福音十七章说
If you have faith as small as a mustard seed,
如果你的信心像芥菜种那么大
you can say to this mulberry tree,
那你就可以对这棵大树说
be uprooted and planted in the sea,
起来然后去把它移植到海里
and it will obey you.
那他也会听从你。
And in Luke chapter 17 verse 37,
那在路加福音十七章三十六节说
，It says whoever tries to keep their life,
无论谁想要去保留他们自己的生命
，will lose it,
他们就会失丧自己的生命。
And whoever loses their life,
那谁丧失了自己的生命
，will preserve it,
就会得到生命。
I tried so hard to hold on to my own plan.
那我就是很努力的想要去握住自己的计划。
And when it started to fall apart,
可是当计划看起来没有办法实行的时候
I knew all I could do was wait.
那我所知道我能够做的就是等待。
And watch for God to do something.
然后看着神，看他要做什么事情。
What does this mean?
那这到底是什么意思呢？
It means to choose to trust.
他的意思就是我们要选择去相信神。
It means to let go of the control.
他的意思就是说让神去掌权。
It means to experience what comes and not to try to run from it.
那也就是说去经历并且不要从这个经历中逃跑。
Stories like the one I've just told you do not happen all the time.
当然我刚刚所告诉这个故事并不是常常都会发生的。
But they do happen.
但是他们的确会发生。
We will experience pain and loss in our lives.
我们在生活中呢会经历伤痛也会经历损失和失去。
That is part of our reality of this world.
那也是这个世界真实的一部分，这是事实。
But what this teaches me,
可是这些事实却教会我
is that God will come to me in these moments of pain.
神就会在这些痛苦的时刻来到我的面前。
It means we can rest.
他的意思就是说我们可以在神里得到安息。
There is a time for lament and for grief.
那当然我们也会有痛苦和抱怨或者忧伤的时候。
But God will provide for us.
可是神会提供我们所需要的一切。
In ways that we do not expect.
就是用我们不会想到的方式来帮助我们。
I believe that in my experience.
那我相信就是根据我的经历我相信。
God was reaching out to me and giving me a gift.
然后神来到我的面前并且给了我一个恩赐。
He was giving me a gift that said that he is here and that he can transform us and our situation.
那这个恩赐这个礼物就是说他就在我旁边并且他可以改变我。
If you are like me,
如果你跟我一样
fear and anxiety sometimes get in the way.
然后有时候 会非常的恐惧会非常的紧张
Sometimes we are afraid of humiliation
那有时候我们 会很怕被欺骗
we have a fear of offending people
那我们也很怕就是 被人攻击
We have a fear of pain
那我们 也会很怕经历伤痛
A fear of being alone
那我们也很怕孤单
Fear of making the wrong decision.
那我也很怕做错误的决定。
Fear of what our families think.
那我们也会很怕，那我家人是怎么看我的。
Fear of suffering.
那我们也会很怕去遭受痛苦。
But I look back and I know that God is faithful.
但是当我往回看的时候，我就会知道说神是信实的神。
Jesus said, "Get up and do not be afraid."
耶稣说，起来，不要害怕。
But all we need is faith like a mustard seed.
那我们所需要的就是要有芥菜种那样的信心。
In a book that I read on Christian leadership,
那我有读一本书就关于基督徒领袖的一本书。
It says, when God uses a method or ministry,
他说就是当神用一种方式或者说用一种侍奉的方式的时候
to achieve his purposes,
用一种方式去达到他的目的的时候
We may get so excited about the results
我们可能会对那个结果非常的激动
That we act as if it was the method rather than God
可是我们就好像就说哎，是这个方法很有效却忘记的是神很有效
As we move forward
当我们再继续往前走的时候
With camp
就好像我们的 kids camp
We trust humbly
那我们非常谦卑地相信
that God is doing the work
是神在做工
in the campers
然后我们所有的工作人员
in the camper parents
还有那些来参加营会的人还有他们的父母
in all of the staff
然后还有所有的工作人员
and everyone who comes in contact with God
每个人都跟神重新建立了关系
Where is our hope?
那我们的盼望究竟在哪里呢
Do we let God come and heal us?
那我们愿意让神来到我们心中并且来医治我们吗
Do we want to let go of the control in our lives?
那我们愿意把生命的主权交给神吗？
I heard someone preach on healing.
那我也听过有人在讲关于医治的信息。
And they said sometimes humans do not want to be healed.
他就说有时候呢，其实我们人不想要被医治。
Because sometimes it means that we have to let go of something.
因为呢，有时候我们必须要放出一些东西，要交出一些东西。
Have our worries become our identity?
其实有时候那个担心已经变成我们的一部分。
Has our suffering become who we are?
那些痛苦是不是已经变成了我们自己呢？
I have realized about myself, even though part of my body is healed.
那我已经发现我自己，就是说如果我身体的某一部分被医治。
It is very hard for me to step into freedom.
如果说我身体的某个部分没有被医治的话，对我来说很难走出恐惧。
I am always scared to let go and experience joy.
那我非常会，其实很多时候我会怕去享受开心和喜乐。
Because I think that pain is just around the corner.
因为我总觉得痛苦就在那儿等着我。
What have I learned from my experience?
那我从我的经历中所学习到的就是
Nothing?
然后没有东西在那里吗？
Am I forgetting that God wants to fill me up?
那我就是难道我忘记神是想要来充满我吗？
And wants to overflow out to other people.
而且并且想要通过我然后去祝福周围其他的人。
Do we believe that God is big enough?
那我们相信神真的有那么大吗？
Or do we think that we have to do all of his work for him?
还是说我们认为我们应该去为神做事情？
If Brendan and I try to run this camp by ourselves,
如果 Brendan 和我就是想要自己来经营这个 camp 的话，
on our own strength, on our own shoulders,
然后只依靠我们自己的力量，只依靠我们自己的能力，
we will crumble.
那我们就不行。
And no one will know God.
那也没有人会愿意来认识神。
Unless he steps in and reveals himself.
那除非神自己进来，并且将他自己显示给众人。
In the verses that we read earlier,
就像我们刚所读的经文，
The disciples were always making mistakes.
门徒一直在做错的事情。
I'm surprised that Jesus did not just laugh all the time at their mistakes.
我觉得很奇怪，为什么耶稣都不笑他们？
I'm surprised that he does not laugh at all of my mistakes.
那我也很奇怪，为什么耶稣也不嘲笑我所犯的那些错误？
And all the times that I try to carry everything on my own.
当很多时候，当我想要把所有的重担都放在自己肩膀上的时候，
God is faithful,
神是信实的神，
and he is big enough,
而且他是非常大的神，他足够大。
When I went to my doctor again last week,
当上个礼拜我再次去看我的医生的时候，
I have some pain still in my shoulder,
我的肩膀还是有些痛。
That I find very frustrating sometimes,
那我有时候会觉得非常的失望。
But sometimes I wonder,
可是有时候我会好奇说，
if it's me holding on to the pain,
如果是我就想要一直留住这些疼痛的话。
I found out that my doctor is a Christian,
那我发现我的医生其实也是一个基督徒。
And she now knows that I am a Christian too,
然后她现在也知道说我是基督徒。
But even then, I was afraid to tell her of my story of my back.
可是即使这样，我也很怕去分享我的经历和我的故事给她听。
But when I went to my doctor the other day,
可是当我再一次去看我的医生的时候，
the first thing she told me,
她告诉我第一件事就是，
was I am praying for you.
我在为你祷告。
And then she told me a story about when she had hurt her shoulder.
然后他告诉我一个他关于他自己肩膀的一个故事。
And she asked a friend, pray for my shoulder.
然后他就说他就请一个朋友为他的肩膀来祷告。
And she said, and I was healed.
然后他又说我就被医治了。
And then I was able to tell her my story of my back.
那现在我就可以告诉她关于我背部被医治的故事。
She said, you will be okay.
她说你会好起来的。
And she said, what you do is lie down at home on your back with your arms open like this.
然后她又说你所要做的呢就是回家躺在床上然后把手臂张开放松就好。
And you say,
然后你说
God is bigger than the universe.
然后你又说神啊你是比所有的全宇宙都大
Because he created the universe
因为是他创造了全宇宙
I need to remember that our God is bigger than the universe
那我所要做的就是记住说神比整个宇宙都要大
And in one moment he can change everything
然后在某一个特别时刻他可以改变所有的事情
Let us be free
让我们自己自由
And experience God's love and joy.
然后去经历神的爱和喜乐
For His glory.
是为了他的荣耀
So the world will know that we can be free.
那这整个世界都知道说我们就会得到真正的自由
Thank you very much.
非常感谢